I'm Todd Brownlee-Camp with today's KGYM Sports View. Major League Baseball can't seem to get out of its own way this offseason. As pitchers and catchers report to spring training sites in Arizona and Florida, the league has been besieged with public relations nightmares on multiple fronts. The Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal, which erupted last month, continues to dominate headlines. The public seems firmly entrenched in the corner of minor league baseball as Commissioner Rob Manfred seems hell-bent on radically altering the minors after the 2020 season, resulting in the shuttering of 42 teams, including two based right here in Iowa. And now comes the story of Bob Rosenberg. You've probably never heard of the 78-year-old Chicagoan, but if you've been to Wrigley Field, Guaranteed Rate Field, or the United Center, you're familiar with his work. Rosenberg has served as the official scorer for the Cubs and White Sox for over three decades. He's been with the Bulls franchise since its inception in 1966. MLB quietly announced in December Rosenberg would not be scoring games for the Cubs or White Sox in 2020, declining to give the Chicago Tribune a reason why Rosenberg's services weren't being retained. Now he's resorted to drastic measures to make up for the loss of income, which he estimates is roughly $20,000 a year. He's auctioning off the six NBA championship rings that were presented to him by the Bulls organization following the team's dynastic run of success in the 1990s. The rings are expected to fetch north of $300,000 at auction this weekend. As to why Rosenberg lost his job in the first place, the Trib points out the official in charge of hiring the scorer's position for MLB, Laurel Priebe, is the son-in-law of former commissioner Bud Selig, and that Priebe hired Phil Rogers, a former Tribune baseball writer, for the position. Rogers just also happens to have co-authored Selig's autobiography. Priebe denies that relationship had any sway in his decision. As a longtime baseball fan, it's becoming increasingly difficult to support Major League Baseball as it time and time again displays its disdain for the people who have stood beside the sport through scandals and labor stoppages. People like Bob Rosenberg, and people like you and me. Maybe it's time we fans think about returning the favor.